It's Hour 3, Jones and Keefe, here on WEEI. This was like on the bus to my high school basketball game. This is when I was getting in the zone, Keith.
Is that right?
Yeah, freshman basketball.
What an anthem.
Yeah, this is like get in the zone.
Yeah, upstate Vermont.
Yeah, I'm getting five basketball. Minutes tonight against Missisquoi.
It's Doc and Hellas Hod, which is the name of the CD, will always remind me that I bought it twice. Had it as the CD.
Wow,
had it as a CD, and then the car I had only played cassettes. So I had to buy the cassette.
You had to go out and
the
get
CD.
The cassette.
Guy had to downgrade to the cassette.
Now,
why
couldn't you do the cassette?
The disc
man that popped into the cassette.
You couldn't have one at that point.
Wow.
I had the 6 CD changer in the trunk.
Oh, nice.
So, like, mid-car ride, you're like, want something else? Too bad. This is what we have right now.
Fire drill. Pull it over. Quick fire drill.
But it was cool that it was a changer. So, like, there were 6 back there.
That's a flex.
But why the hell it was back there, I still have no idea.
I don't know that I ever got to a CD changer. I had the disc man that plugged in. I don't know that I ever got to a disc changer.
Yeah, no,
I don't know that I ever had a vehicle that had that, ever.
My sister had the one that you put, like, the tape in, but then it actually plays the CD. That's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
So that was,
I never had that. You'd, like, park your Discman right in the middle.
And you're like, this is bizarre.
Skip City.
Oh, yeah, don't go over any potholes.
No.
These roads in New Hampshire, you couldn't play anything.
Honestly, just stay in a parking lot. Just stay in your driveway and just listen.
Like, this is cool listening, isn't it? Yeah, this is cool listening.
That's what I had for sure.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever got to like a changer there. I don't think.
I'm telling you.
And it was in the trunk.
Yeah, so like before you'd go out, you'd pop the trunk.
So what was on deck? It was Stark and Hell is Hot.
It would be
Flesh by Flesh, Blood by Blood.
Korn, all DMX. Slipknot, System of a Down, Insane Clown Posse.
Nice.
Prodigy.
Sure.
Rage Against the Machine.
Nice.
Probably be the
so
sick.
Angry.
That's how you.
Yeah, well, you know.
Angsty.
You're angsty.
You know what?
I was running hot a lot back then.
That's what I was like.
I've mellowed since.
Yeah.
Then you could always mix in, what else? You wanted a little Wyclef Jean? Maybe put a little Wyclef on there?
Yeah, maybe there's ladies in the car.
You never know.
Yeah.
Probably not, but there could be.
I was just, if there ever, if
the
there
opportunity
ever were,
could come up.
If there ever were, though,
yeah,
6 CD changer.
They'd want the Wyclef.
It's like, oh, my last boyfriend had the disc, man. This is
impressive.
Yeah, this she is
got like
at.
I have a CD. Can I play it? Like, well, no, not now. But if we pull over, I can pop the hood for you or the trunk, and you can get back there and scrum it around. And not only that, but you could like put stuff over it. So now you're back there. You're like moving like basketball equipment in order to like find the CD.
It's
player.
All my dirty basketball shorts. Yeah. She's like, oh no, what
it's
is
under
that?
The
don't
shoes.
Look in there.
It's under the shoes. Yeah, pop that out, and then you're like, what do I do with the extra CD? I'm like, I don't know. Just toss it.
That's somewhere.
Yeah. What a mess.
You ever
We've come a long way.
You ever have a CD you had to buy twice?
I'm too cheap for that. So like I've had CDs stolen like in high school and college.
You never got them back?
You're like, all right, looks like Evil Empire is gone. looks like I'm never getting that one.
I bought Cracked Rear View, Hootie. I bought that a second time.
Why?
Because I liked it so much.
You played it too much that it burned out?
I think it might have burned out. I think that might be why. Yeah.
Too many spins
on Hootie.
That's a good album though. Like I'm not gonna fault you for that. I actually had the tape on that. I'm surprised you were even at the CD age for Cracked.
Well,
Rear
by
View.
The time I got to Vermont, it might have been years later.
Fair enough.
It might have been many
you guys
moons later.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
No, but that is weird. There are albums that I'm like, the sequence doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like I had like Blues Traveler 4 on tape.
Blues Traveler 4 on tape.
Tape. How does that make sense?
I don't know. My first.
I think I might have had Bush 16 Stone on tape.
Is that the Glycerine?
Yes.
Glycerine. That's that
Glycerine.
One.
Glycerine.
That's good. I mean, Bush was solid.
Nice.
They had a lot of
but
tracks.
I'm saying, but like, I don't think that chronologically makes sense.
No,
but
right.
I had a tape for some of those.
I had my first tape that I can remember was Snoop Dogg Doggy Style.
Nice.
It was a great tape.
Nice.
And yet, I think
first parental advisory purchase I ever had.
Yes.
Really?
I remember my mom had to buy it. I remember we went up to the thing because that was probably 93. So I was 9 years old when that came out.
You know what's hilarious about that? So was your mom like second guessing you at all? She's
no.
like, why are we buying this? Oh, she was good. Good.
No.
Because now,
great sense of humor. My mom didn't like really censor that stuff. We would listen to Jerky Boys in the car all the time.
Nice.
Good sense of humor.
Now moms love Snoop Dogg now.
Yeah, right.
Moms love Snoop
Dogg. Oh, the Olympics?
My mother-in-law?
Yeah.
For the Olympics was like, this Snoop Dogg.
They love him.
And I'm like,
have you heard of him?
Yeah.
Have you seen him?
You guys seen this guy?
And I'm like, I can't, I didn't grow up in Kathleen's home, but I can't imagine in like 1992, she felt that way.
Okay, but, we got an LBC horse in the house, right?
But,
get cracked.
Look at that. Look at that. Yes.
So, yeah.
Moms love Snoop Dogg.
That was like a good tweet when somebody was like, I don't know if all these moms realize that it's the same guy they wouldn't let their kid listen
100%,
to 30 years ago.
It.
Yeah. But they love him. But then, if I remember correctly, then I think my sister had the Dr. Dre album on, like the Chronic on CD.
Yeah,
which came out before the tape. So I'm like, why was I buying the tape?
Maybe
unless I didn't have a CD player.
Maybe it was for the vehicle. That's what Billy might have just answered
maybe
our question.
The Disc Man could have been.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah, let's upgrade. And then remember, everyone was like, oh, they sound so much better. And then this was a fun time, too. This is way before,
they
like...
They did sound better, though.
Before Napster and BearShare and LimeWire, you would take CDs and make a mixed tape out of it. Classic. Everybody our age is like, yeah, of course. But people younger are like, wait, what? So you would take a CD.
Yep.
And then you'd have like a CD player that also
Jones
like two.
Looks confused by this.
No, so Billy knows what I'm talking about.
I think
so like
I get
the tape
what you're
deck. So you like yeah. a tape deck in there, but rather than going from tape to tape, you would take a CD and then like hit record on the tape, and then when the song was done, you'd stop it, and then you'd just you do it that way. So you took all your CDs and turned it into a freaking tape.
I'd always take the tape and slightly turn it a little bit just to get the tape where I need it to be, so it started where it should start. Instead of like you hit record, you hit play, and then when you start the tape, you're already like 2 seconds.
Yeah,
behind.
You're too far behind.
It was the most like MacGyver I think we ever were.
I never did that with a CD. I did that off the radio.
Really?
Yeah, I would record songs off the radio.
I can't believe you would do it off the radio and not from go from CD.
I never.
Jones is just recording the Big Show. He's just like, let me get a.
Oh, here we go.
All right, Weiner lines going
this
on
Pete
right
Shepherd
now.
Take. hot in the streets.
I gotta hear this.
Yeah. So no, I think I did that with. I would record songs off the radio. I never did that off a CD.
How would you know it was coming? Wouldn't you like miss half the song?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think I would just be. I was like running
the DJ talking over the whole.
I didn't say that. I was like. Better than Ezra's on. I'd like run across the room. I was like, oh my God.
It's like half commercials.
Half past the hour, 75 degrees here in Vermont.
Yeah. It's like Delilah or something. It wasn't even like a good radio show.
No, it was probably definitely
I don't know why Delilah doesn't need to catch strays.
Yeah, Collective Soul.
Oh.
No joke.
Yeah.
They brought Fenway the other day. They have way more hits than you think.
They were at Fenway?
Yeah, they did a whole thing. Davey Snaps was there, and it was Bare Naked Ladies.
Nice.
Collective Soul.
Nice.
And Hootie and the Blowfish, actually.
Nice.
Yeah, they were all there together.
It's
one after
show.
The next. That's a great show.
Shine's awesome. Shine's an awesome song.
Shine's an all-timer. That's the... how's that one go, Bill? Yeah, here we go. Yeah.
Heaven, let your light shine.
I'm going to let it shine.
I'm going to let it shine.
That's awesome. How has Shime not done anything with this song?
Damn it.
It's right there.
It's right in front of our faces.
Shime.
I'm going to let it shine. I'm going to let it shine.
Like now, a hot take.
Now,
a hot take. That's when you
yes.
let that pop in.
It's a free idea for the morning show if they want to kick that around a little bit.
Yeah.
Just Shime doing rejoiners. Just all as Shime. We did on a other version of this show.
I think he would have done this if you guys let him.
Yeah, you were a part of Karaoke Tuesdays, right, Nick?
Unfortunately, yeah.
No way. So what was that?
Me and Shime would just sing at the end of at the end of the show back in the day.
But what?
Mostly Shime.
But what?
What songs?
Was it
any
like
songs?
Assigned
like a
by the audience?
Song every
no,
week
Karaoke Tuesday. So it was just a karaoke. Like
just let it rip.
Yeah.
Not like a parody song. Just like no. Let it rip.
He and Greg sang a song together. That may have been where their relationship really took off.
Yeah.
We sang a bunch. I'm not sure Dale ever sang with Shime.
No?
I don't believe so. But it was fun.
Under that same kind of group of music, like it's tough to top Far Behind by Candlebox.
Dude, Candlebox?
What?
What's
Far Behind?
Far Behind is...
you'd know it if you heard it.
Okay.
Yeah, you would. They also have another song called You, which goes real hard.
Really?
I would see your Far Behind and I would raise you.
New intro song?
Yeah, I think it could be.
Yeah, it could. It rocks.
You gotta,
I like Korn. We're not bumping Korn.
No.
But yeah,
you got to bleep out one cuss word. But they hit like it's like the PG-13 movie that swears once, but they use it right. That's that song.
they know how to use it right
because they're like builds. And they're F you, and you're like whoa.
That's like a good. It's like a good podcast.
This is Far Behind. This is a cool.
This
like,
does sound
early '90s jam.
'90s.
Okay,
this is great. This picks up
a
lot of movies and TV shows have used it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is good.
It was on the radio into the 2000s. Get your khakis
that's someday and your clothes from Structure. Comes.
Yes.
Now you got it.
Yeah.
Wide leg JNCOs.
Oh, yeah.
No, so I've talked about this before.
You didn't have big pants?
You have JNCOs?
No, I actually didn't.
JNCO.
I wore less sweats.
The grayer the better.
I wore like black sweatpants, I think until like middle school. Then I went to a much bigger school, and you're like, all right, I don't want to be like the guy wearing sweatpants all the time. So then I think I pivoted to capris.
Nice.
No, I pivoted to probably like jeans, I guess, at that point.
Yeah.
Jeans with the chain where you listen to the Slipknot.
No.
I didn't.
Were you a wide leg JNCO guy, Billy?
No, not a million years.
See, but did you want to be?
A little bit.
Some
of them were obnoxious.
I wanted to be. I'm like,
I enjoy like the wide leg, but there were dudes who's like the bottom were like
the
biggest of boot.
No,
cuts.
but I wanted to be.
I didn't.
I'm
want
like,
the,
let me do it. But I'm I like, you can't pull that.
I couldn't get past like the wet bottoms.
Oh
like,
yeah.
On a rainy day, the water would just rise up to your knee.
Can't deal with it. Do you remember the carpenter pants?
Yeah.
You had like the little holster.
Where else you put your hammer?
Yeah.
Yeah. In case you need.
You got my hammer.
Drill.
You guys need tape? I got a tape measure right here. You want to measure something? You're like, no.
No.
We're in eighth grade, dude. We're not measuring stuff. Like, all right.
I was going to say, yeah. I'm not a carpenter, but I carry around a hammer.
Jesus.
What the hell's the matter with you?
Stick my pens in there or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, but those I probably had.
Oh, like, I had carpenter
cargo
pants.
Cargo shorts.
You have the zip ones?
Carpenter. Wait, zip shorts?
Yeah, they're pants that zip into shorts. What do you mean?
Oh, you like you zip off the legs?
Yeah, like zip off.
Yeah, they were like wind pants more.
Yeah, it was more of a wind pant material. Yeah.
And then it was also like, wait a minute, this cool pair of pants is also a cool pair of shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course I had that.
I feel like I rarely wore them as pants.
It's like the Swiss Army knife of lower body clothing.
I feel like I rarely wore them as pants. I mostly wore them as shorts, but I had those.
So you had like random like knees down just lying like, around somewhere?
Like, the bottom half of pants just hanging
your
around.
Your shins.
Yeah.
Folded up
you
my
see drawer. My shins? You guys wash my shins?
Wash your shins.
Mom, where are my shins?
I need to zip them back in. It's cold today. You're like, nah, you're fine.
Mom, they're my. I just leave them in my backpack.
Yeah, yeah, no, it was like, a simpler time.
I like the JNCO jeans. I like that look, but I didn't have enough self-confidence to pull that off. I go, it's a cool kid thing.
Another
I'm
good,
not wearing those.
No, another good Shime-related text. Does he sing anything from Shime Down?
Ooh.
That's not bad. Shime Down?
Yeah, well, I know the band. I don't, but I'm not sure I know the song unless I hear it.
You probably know a couple of them.
Hashtag cancel karaoke Tuesdays.
So that's don't buy bigger shorts.
Fair enough. Thanks, Shime.
That was my stance. Don't add them with the shins on the bottom.
Chris Bosch. That's funny because he screwed up his own name. He couldn't say Chris, which happens to be his own given name. That's why I like that one so much.
The ALCS.
So now it doesn't sound like everybody like karaoke.
No.
Tuesdays, but
David Ortiz.
I like. I've heard that.
David Ortiz. Yeah, no, Karaoke Tuesday was not admittedly probably the best segment, but we did have some fun with it.
Okay.
The highlight came
that's all
when
that people really care about it.
This was the highlight, not to relive the past, because we're on to the future.
Uh-huh. But
the highlight came. Remember a couple of years ago the Red Sox had like a team anthem? It was that Callum Scott song.
Mm-hmm.
So Callum Scott was in the building, so he came in studio with us and we were talking to him. And I was like, you know, we have the voice of an angel in the other room. His name is Chris Shime. He can also sing that song.
Oh, and Shime performed it?
He sang it to Callum Scott, and Scott gave him a thumbs up.
Really?
Yeah, he thought it was great. So I was like, all right, there you go.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Songbird of a generation, they call him Chris Shime.
This is beautiful. So anyway.
Thanks to Lou for joining us.
I was just going to say, if we got a little sidetracked there, you can blame
Lou.
Do
you like chicken tonight?
Yeah, I probably would.
You can blame Lou for that. Maybe we'll track him down, maybe not. We'll get back into the Patriots, of course. Now that they've made their decision at quarterback, what are you rooting for? And was there ever a real chance Drake May was going to win that job?
You disappointed you're not the starter?
I wouldn't think disappointed. I wouldn't say disappointed. Obviously, you know, there's two ways to look at it. You know, obviously, I want to play. Competitive edge in me. But at the same time, under 10 situation, you know, kind of was coming in here and Jacoby's, you know, being the offense and you got, you know, the reps, you know, with the ones all camp. So can't really say I'm disappointed, but at the same time, want to be playing.
I was Drake May, who definitely has no idea who Collective Soul is, right?
He shouldn't. No, he was born after their heyday.
He's 22 today.
Depends on how much of a historian of music he is.
Yeah.
Like, I know who the Beatles are.
Fair point.
So he probably should know who Collective Soul is.
And Collective Soul was the Beatles of the 90s, I'd say.
Beatles in the 90s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Many people say it about them.
They actually, that was sort of their catchphrase.
Yep.
When they would book stadiums. Yeah. When they would sell out Gillette.
Right, when they would go on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a big deal. Yeah, no, so it's Drake May's 22nd today, by the way.
Happy 22nd birthday. He is a young gun.
Yeah.
You know, 22 years old. That's you get the whole life ahead of you like that.
Happy birthday. Enjoy the bench.
Yeah. Right. Is that why they threw the emergency press conference yesterday? They're like, we're not going to do it. Oh, crap. Friday's his birthday. We can't do the announcement then.
So, I mean,
emergency press conference Thursday.
You can, like, really go out and party kind of hard, right? If you have no responsibility. You're the backup quarterback, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
You can go on, like, a two-week bender if you wanted to.
Cut loose.
They don't need you.
Right.
They're not going to let you play anyway.
No.
You might as well have fun on your birthday.
Go out there and have a good time. Although I will say, 22? 21's a great birthday.
21, yeah, big time.
22, I don't really remember, but I do remember being
because
like...
Because you were hammered.
No, I'm saying it didn't stand out in any way, but
well,
I feel
22
like...
22 after a massive signing bonus.
Good point.
You didn't have millions of dollars at 22.
No,
as far as I know.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
But,
Nick, are you 22?
27.
Terps 22.
Terps 22.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I do kind of remember after my 21st birthday being like, there's not, in terms of birthdays, there's not like a whole lot of them to really
no, it goes
get like gassed up about.
25, you can rent a car.
Thank you, Nick.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That might be it.
So if you want to rent a vehicle, you got to wait till 25, which I know they always throw a big like, hey, you can rent a car party. But after that, it's probably 21, 40, 50, 75.
Well, I should have thrown my 25th at like a Hertz. Why did I not do that?
Signing the paperwork yeah. like at the time. It goes,
it's like midnight.
Look at this. I got a Mazda Miata on the way home.
You have a little happy birthday sash.
Take out the insurance, smash it to pieces like on Jackass.
Why? I should have done that.
No, there's not a lot of, especially, there's not a lot of marquee birthdays anymore.
No.
Like after 21, and there really shouldn't be.
No, there's like
You and I just had our 40th.
There's milestone birthdays.
Those are milestone
but
birthdays.
Those, and like my 40th was pretty fun.
Did you have like a magician or anything?
No.
No.
Nope, I should have. But,
did you have a girl jump out of a cake? None of that?
No, it's for 50.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, no, there's milestone birthdays. It's not exactly birthdays you're like looking forward to.
What'd you do for your quinceañera? Anything?
What age is that?
15.
15.
That's 15. Sweet 16. That's also a thing?
Yep, sweet 16. Right, yeah, there's so many good little birthdays.
Yeah.
Quinceañera.
Two.
Sweet 16.
Three.
21.
Four.
18 something.
Yeah, you're right. 18 is something.
Yeah.
All the creeps. Oh, she's legal now.
Like, ah, jeez. I meant for myself, but yes.
Oh, sorry.
No, something for other people, too. Maybe the older
creeps.
Well, the older lady. Don't rule out the older ladies now. They're like, he's 18 now.
Cougars.
Yeah, look at him.
They'll take a peek.
Yeah.
But 22 for Drake May, and he's going to celebrate that by being on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
And I did like, now I don't even know if he meant this, but the way we read it and everything, we've been specifically reading into Jerod Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
But when Drake May is like,
well, Mayo makes it pretty easy.
Mayo does.
Yeah.
Not on himself,
no.
But for everybody else. But when Drake May is like, yeah, you know, like obviously I'm disappointed. I wanted to play, but, you know, Jacoby did get all the first team reps in camp. So, like, what am I supposed to do?
I do like, you said this earlier, and you're right. It's Jones and Keefe, WEEI. You can jump in on this. The quarterback decision for the New England Patriots. Happy birthday to Drake May. Happy 22 if you want to wish that as well. 617-779-7937. No, you said it well. Drake May handled that about as well as you could. He didn't say anything inflammatory. He didn't sound angry about it, but he was letting you know, I never really got a real shot. Jacoby got all the reps with the ones. I didn't. And so how was I supposed to win if I never got a real crack at it?
Yeah, he didn't, and it's so that's why I was like, all right, he was set up to not get the job.
It was like the Globetrotters and the Washington Generals.
Some would say it was like
it's
that.
A great line. I mean, we keep referencing it, but it is a good analogy. But Kern was also the one member at the beginning. Oh, you remember because he was talking to you about it, but he was like, yeah, there's no chance, right? He has to win by injury and knockout or
injury
knockout?
And knockout. He laughed in my face when I said I thought Drake May was going to start week one, which, touche, he's right. I'm wrong.
However, I think it got closer than I think they anticipated.
He might have been sweating it out a little bit.
Yeah, well, I think because they can only kind of keep him on ice so much. And you saw that play in the first preseason game. Remember, we're like, wait, we got one drive from Drake May? Like, we can't see this guy now in the preseason? So if you're not going to use him in the regular season, you're also too afraid to use him in the preseason. But then something obviously changed because then we saw him more in the preseason. And so if you take the totality of the three preseason games, Drake May, much better than Jacoby Brissett.
Yep.
If you take the beat writer's word for it over the last couple of weeks when practice was open to him, Drake May, greater than Jacoby Brissett. And that's still them giving Jacoby Brissett as much of the number one offensive line and as much of the number one receiver group as you can. So Van Pelt, Mayo, Wolf, however you want to, you know, call it, those guys wanted, at least, you know, the guys who were really deciding wanted Jacoby Brissett, and even still, May almost took it from him. So I can't imagine Brissett holds onto it all season.
No.
There's no chance.
No, and it's a fair point by you. What could May have possibly done to win the job or win the job? I don't think he could have won the job. And maybe the only way is if the Crafts walked downstairs, Robert or Jonathan, and said we're doing it, or Mayo grew a pair and stood up to Wolf and Van Pelt and everybody else and was like, look, we're doing this. It's the right thing for the team to do. I know we had a plan, but we're doing this, which is still why I don't believe Mayo's blameless on this whole thing. But short of that, what could May have done? That's not in his control.
Yeah.
People coming downstairs and demanding for him to get a job. What could May have done? Nothing, I don't think.
Yes.
Looking back at it.
So we know Kraft has the opportunity to step in at any point and just overrule any decision. And I wonder if Mayo is thinking, like, all right, I probably could and should be able to do that as the head coach, but
maybe this is sort of the plan we sort of agreed to. Not the plan insofar as like we're all going to pick our guy, then we're going to go with your guy. But it's just like he has said out loud, Alex Van Pelt's the head coach of the offense. They bring in Ben McAdoo as sort of like another offensive mind on that side. You have a new quarterback coach. You have a new offensive line coach. So at some point, doesn't Mayo have to at least let those guys be like, even though you were the 13th choice, you're still our offensive coordinator. You're the one working most closely with our rookie quarterback. If this is what these guys are telling me all camp long, do I overrule their first decision? And then we're off and running where it's like, all right, what's the point of us even making a decision right. if you're just going to overrule it every time?
Right. Yeah. Do you kind of scare them away from making a choice? You're trying to empower them. Yeah. I get it. I hate the decision. I wish you overruled them.
But I think now, you know, yesterday we were talking about the question of, all right, if Jacoby Brissett is really bad in game, does Mayo have say? I hope so, but we don't really know. And as these guys, I bet there's going to be an opportunity for us to see it. Much like last year where there were times where you're like, they're really starting Mac Jones again? It's like, well, I wonder how long the leash will be. And then, sure enough, Mac Jones would play bad enough, and in comes Bailey Zappe.
It was crazy how long the leash was.
You're like, okay, he's back in there again. So I don't know how that's going to be with Jacoby Brissett, but also, let's say after week four, for example, now you kind of reassess. And if Brissett's been really bad, maybe Van Pelt and Wolf aren't as adamant about it. Maybe they're like, yeah, okay, now that we're seeing this every Sunday, like regular season games, and this guy doesn't have it, we did draft him third overall. We should probably see what it is. So I'm mad about the decision not to start him right away, but I still think there's certainly an opportunity to see him sooner rather than later.
No, I would agree. And you guys can weigh in on the decision, 617-779-7937. Couple of birthdays to look forward to, Keith. We were wrong.
What do you got?
When you turn 55, you can live in a 55-plus community.
Oh, okay.
When you turn 35, you can be president.
Oh, that's true. Oh, so I could have been president now for a while.
Yeah,
last time out, I could have been.
I should have rolled out a platform 5 years ago. Yeah.
When are this is actually important to me. When are movie tickets cheaper? Because you see the price that's like is there's like matinee.
Oh, like a senior discount? Like a
senior discount for movies. 65 maybe?
That sounds right.
Probably a little bit older.
60? Probably depends on the establishment.
Now, do you think if you're kind of close, are they going to check your license like they would like alcohol? Or could you be like, yeah, I'm 65. And they're like, dude, you look 45. I'm like, I'd like a couple bucks off, though.
Yeah.
Would they card you if you asked for the senior discount at a movie theater?
No. I don't think so. It's probably a high schooler working there.
They're like, dude, it's not coming out of my end.
Yeah, dude, I don't care. You're clearly 25. I don't care.
Honestly, some of these movie theaters now, it's like there's nobody.
You just walk in.
Yes.
So can you do online? Can you just be like, I'm a senior? How are they going to
know? Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
Well, no, but then there's supposed to be somebody scanning that. But I've been many times.
It looks like senior is $2 and you need a valid ID.
Dude, that
$2
adds up.
Less expensive than adult.
It adds up. You watch a lot of movies. You watch 10 movies a year, you just save $20.
So if you wanted to go to Alien Romulus tonight, it'd be $14.49.
That's a steal. You just stole an evening away.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're 16 plus tax, you're like $30 later.
Well, never mind. You're getting your popcorn,
I'm getting close. I couldn't pull off 65 yet, but we're getting there.
we're
creeping up on it.
We have Week in Review coming your way about 15 minutes from now, so stay tuned for it here on Jones and Keith. I want your thoughts and reaction on what you're actually rooting for. We can't control this decision.
No.
Okay?
No.
I don't want Brissett. You don't want Brissett. I don't think a lot of people want to watch Jacoby Brissett. If you would disagree, you can let us know. Now that it's here, though, what are you actually rooting for to play out with the Patriots? Are you rooting for them in week one, for instance, against Cincinnati a week from Sunday? Are you rooting for Brissett to get benched, throw two picks, throw five picks? What are you rooting for so that they can hand things off to Drake May? Or do you want Drake May to sit the year? What are you actually rooting for in week one, Keith? Are you rooting for them to win? Are you rooting for Brissett to stink it up? How do you want to see it play out?
Yeah, I think they need Jacoby Brissett to play really poorly, but the offensive line has to be competent. It's not going to be a clean game for the offensive line, but it can't be 10 penalties. It can't be 5, 6, 7 sacks, because then it's the same thing, which a lot of us are sort of, I guess, being forced to believe. They're afraid to throw him out there, right? They're afraid to throw him out there because they think he's going to get killed. So if they lose 31-0 and Brissett gets sacked a bunch of times, but he's healthy, he's probably going to play week two because they're like, well, the line's not ready. So we need the line to be better than we're saying that it is. I think that's the most important thing. Even if they like squeak out a win, I know like you mentioned earlier, like, well, if they're winning, they're not going to take Brissett out. But if it really comes down to the whole operation being better, And Drake May is clearly the superior athlete, the superior like
talent.
Prototype talent of the quarterback. So as long as the offensive line, which does look like a disaster, as long as that is even like close to average, you're like, you know what? Maybe we could put him out there and he won't get killed. And then you throw in Polk and Baker making a play or Pop Douglas looking decent. You're like, well, wait a minute. Like, maybe the rest of the team isn't as bad as we thought it was going in. So why saddle them with Brissett? Maybe let's give him the kid and see what happens.
Yeah. So,
as far as like win and loss, I think more it's just like make sure the offensive line looks okay.
Yeah. I just don't think, and I'll stand by this. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think they're benching Brissett if they're winning. I don't think. Now, I'll give you a prominent example where a team did do that. Didn't the Dolphins do that with Tua?
I was just about to look that up because that was really strange timing. But you could also argue that Flores
was
just
Fitzpatrick?
Yeah, it was Ryan Fitzpatrick and Tua. And they just kind of like bungled that whole thing. It was a disaster because everybody thought Ryan Fitzpatrick, what they were saying about him that year is the same stuff they're saying about Brissett this year. Nobody's a better mentor. He knows it's not really his job. He's such a professional. Ryan Fitzpatrick, and I'll double check this, but he was winning a few games. Then they benched him, and he was mad. He was like legit bummed about it. And they're like, "Wait a minute! I thought this was like the perfect guy to sit." And he was pretty upset about it. So let me just double check when that even was. Was that the COVID year? I think it was.
Was it Tua's rookie year, 2020?
Yeah, I believe it was.
That sounds right.
The back and forth. I mean, they finished the year 10-6. So that's the other one where I kind of throw it out. A lot of people have been quick to point out years where top 10 picks don't play right away or even don't play most of the season or half the season. The teams are all good. Even Jake Locker, who I'd forgotten about because everybody's forgotten about Jake Locker, that team went 9-7 and Matt Hasselbeck was the quarterback.
But the point is they were too good to bench the veteran,
like,
right?
Because they were like, hey, let's give the rest of the team an opportunity. Maybe we make the playoffs or whatever, whereas this isn't the case here.
So I'm rooting against the Patriots week one. Well, and I know, Jones, you're always rooting against the Patriots. No, they get Drake May in there. I'll be rooting for them every week. I'll root for them every single week. I want May to play well. I want the team to play well. I don't want them to tank at that point in time. I want them to win once May's in there. But I'll root against them, and I'll root against Brissett so that I can expedite that process. They might have week, I don't even know what week they might have circled. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 with the bye week. They might think that's the right time for a transition. That's too long. I don't want to wait that long. I don't want them to win 2, 3, 4 games. Look scrappy in the meantime. Keep it close. Look like they're onto something with Jacoby Brissett. I don't want that. Instead of them being boring and borderline unwatchable and maybe winning a couple of games and scratching out a few games, I don't want that. I want the transition to happen immediately. And here's what occurred to me yesterday after they made the decision to go with Brissett. Week one's now out. It's Brissett against Cincinnati. They won't start May on a short week, week three against the Jets. They shouldn't start him, and I doubt they would. Week four against the Niners. So if Drake May isn't starting week two, he's not starting until October. So I hope Brissett is awful week one, throws a bunch of picks, gets benched, and or they can't go back to him week two, and Drake May's in there week two against Seattle. That's what I hope.
So looking back on the 2020 Dolphins, Ryan Fitzpatrick started the first 6 games of the year. It looks like Tua came into the game in week 6, and what's strange is they were 3-3. After 6 games, they beat San Francisco 43-17 in week 5 with Fitzpatrick.
Okay.
Then they shut out the Jets 24-0.
Then they benched
Fitz? Basically with Fitzpatrick, then they benched him.
Weird.
And then they went with Tua, and Tua actually won his first 3 starts.
But here's what's similar about those teams. It was a disconnect between the front office and the coach.
Definitely.
And obviously that led to Flores getting fired in Miami, but I'm sure I didn't cover that team. I don't remember it off the top of my head. I'm sure the front office was like, get Tua in there. And Flores probably didn't want to do that.
No.
And this
Tua hates Flores.
This is the inverse of that. The front office, the GM, they want Brissett to hand off to May, and it sounds like Mayo wants the opposite. So that would be the analogy, and where I think there's some consistency. There was friction within that team.
Yeah.
There's friction, it seems, within this team.
Yeah, I just, like, if May doesn't play soon, and it's just hard to envision a scenario where a Gerard Mayo head coach, Alex Van Pelt offensive coordinator, Elliott Wolf GM, Drake May quarterback situation works out great. Because some of the other, we've thrown out, there's a million quarterbacks, even first-round pick quarterbacks over the last decade, and you try to figure out like who played, who didn't, when they got good, everything else. And a lot of times, the guys that were bad right away just were bad. They went to other places, were also bad. The guys that were needed sort of a change, like something needed to snap. Maybe they got a good receiver. Maybe they got a new head coach. Maybe they got a new play caller, more specifically. That's what changed them. But, yeah, for whatever reason, those guys, being Elliott Wolf, Alex Van Pelt, don't feel comfortable giving the reins to Drake May this year. That's what it seems like.
Well, you've missed a lot on the program today. We gave out some TV movie recommendations earlier. We tried some Deep Fried Ranch earlier. I mean, you and completely missed Lou Merlone earlier today. So you missed a lot on the show.
We all missed Lou Merlone.
But the first week of Jones and Keefe here on WEEI, you missed a lot as well. Whatever you may have missed, we'll catch you up to speed. Week in review next.
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Get everybody pile in the minivan, chainsaw. We're going.
And worst...
You guys are as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keefe's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
Oh, what a week it's been. Week number one of the Jones and Keefe show on WEEI. Thank you to everybody for listening. If you ever miss any of the show, you can check out the podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can hit us up on Twitter and Instagram as well, at Jones and Keefe. Very simple.
It's back.
It's back. It was down for a minute. We didn't really get to the bottom of that, but it is back. If you want to go find it and find all the hilarious tweets that are there, you can. So here is some of the best of the week, including, not to pat myself on the back, but really the scoop that kind of ignited so much Bruins talk. It took over the hockey world.
It did.
That would be Scoops Keefe on Jeremy Swayman.
Get a scoop, from Scoops Keefe. And you're saying this was not something you knew about coming into today? You weren't sitting on this?
No.
This is news that hit your phone in the last, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes?
Yes. Jeremy Swayman, as we know, has not signed a contract with the Boston Bruins.
Uh-huh.
Camp starts for them very shortly. You're saying, what is going on there? Went to arbitration with the team a year ago, was not happy with that, very publicly was not happy with that. Scoops Keefe, here to report, or scoop. Not really a report. We kind of scoop, right? Jeremy Swayman looking for $10 million a year.
I'm sorry?
That is the scoop that I have. All right, Jones. Since then, that was on Monday.
Yep.
Since then, has Swayman or his agent come out and said that's not true?
No.
In fact, Jeremy Swayman went on the Shut Up Mark podcast and didn't say exactly how much he's asking for, but he did say he studies business. He knows the business of the game. He wants to set the goalie market, or at least the goalie market.
He
knows his comparables. He wants to set up his family for life, everything else. We still do not have a contract. We don't have any real update on top of the scoop that we had earlier in the week. So there you go. I mean, we're less than 3 weeks away from Bruins camp, and still we await.
Have you gotten on the ticker yet? I feel they probably missed the window at this point in
time.
Shout
out to NBC Sports Boston, though, because they will give full credit to Scoops Keefe. They had the little name and the graphic and the audio, everything. So they take it seriously.
NBC Sports Boston, yeah, Keefe.
Takes it seriously.
As I saw, first of all, they had you on the program. You were on BST earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, they used the actual Twitch video. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
Wow.
They use the actual Twitch video of your scoopage there.
I like it.
And so, big story in the hockey world from little old Rich Keefe right here. Definitely deserving of the week in review.
People are talking about it. On Tuesday, we talked about what was a big controversy from the morning show as Courtney Cox, a very popular Instagram follow, became even more popular this week.
Yeah.
As she claims to have accidentally posted a very revealing photo during one of her reels.
Yeah.
She had a reel of everything she was doing over the weekend, and apparently one of those things was slipping into a nice warm bath.
Yeah, you're dumping out all the photos.
That's right.
From the time.
Good use of that word.
Among other things.
So she apparently, in the reflection of the faucet, was an exposed bosom. And people paused it. Yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's what I heard, one.
Just one.
And everyone's like,
yeah, right, Keith, you didn't see it.
No, I didn't see it, and I'm not a creep. It's also gone for anybody that's trying to look for it. But so we wanted to play her apologies and talk about it. But on Tuesday, you never know what's going to happen. There's a lot of breaking news on this show, so you got to keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah.
But this is back on Tuesday, starting with Courtney's, I don't even know if it's an apology, but just sort of a response to what happened.
An acknowledgement.
That's good.
Courtney had a faux pas on Instagram today.
Yeah, a little bit of a mishap. And so what happened was I actually got a text from a friend of mine, Bragg, and he said, what happened to Courtney? What is going on with Courtney? Because he saw this on her Instagram story.
It's just call it what it is. Thank you to all the DMs.
into Kristen, who reached out to Santo to call me. If you paused my last reel on a certain slide, just pretend like you didn't.
This is breaking news. Well, we got breaking news. Number one, Courtney's Instagram. We will get back to Courtney's Instagram in just a moment. But number two, the Patriots have made a move.
Yes, they have. According to Doug Kye, the Patriots are waiving quarterback Bailey Zappe.
Oh. Okay. Not shocking.
No. Yeah. You never know. Within 30 seconds, you got Courtney holding back tears on an Instagram into Bailey Zappe gone.
Yeah.
Bailey Zappe era as we know it.
I still find it amazing. I shouldn't be amazed by it, but like the reflection in a faucet.
Yeah.
Is what someone caught that.
Oh, you need to be like Hawkeye.
Yeah.
There's no way
to pick up on that. Zapruder level combing over the film is what you need to do.
That's but, anybody being like, well, it's a bathroom. First of all, we're in a bathroom. All bets are off. Let's stop the pause right there. Bathroom alert.
It's like a circus mirror.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like it's upside down and not really the same look that it actually is.
No, you got to cross your eyes.
Like a Pollock.
Is that it is. Like, it's like a Pollock. It's a magic eye.
It is like a magic eye, as Keith said. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, it's a schooner. Schooner is a sailboat. All right. Another big story was there. Butch and Sonny, as they are known, two astronauts, were supposed to be in outer space for 8 days.
Yep.
That was back in June. They remain in outer space. So Butch and Sonny, not a couple, at least originally, go up to space for 8 days, right? Co-worker up there for 8 days. Then they're like, hey, I got some bad news for you. Uh-huh. We're kind of stuck up here. So now they went up in June. So it's been a few months. And now they're like, oh, by the way, we are going to get you in February. At what point are you bringing up sweet lovemaking in the sky? I think early.
I'm gonna drop sweet, but I'll suggest some lovemaking, maybe.
Weightless lovemaking. You just have a float around. I'd be like, keep the head tank on. No kissing. I'm a happily married man. No kissing.
Keep
the little fish tank head thing on.
Head tank on, everything else off.
I prefer it, actually.
Let's go.
Astronaut helmet is what they're called, I think.
You know what?
Yeah.
Maybe we, to use a phrase, blew the lid off the story here, but like, are we sure we're not onto something with a relationship?
Yeah, I mean.
Just a strictly physical relationship. I guess that could turn emotional.
Only physical.
Yeah, only. I just want your body,
yeah,
Butch.
Yeah, the chemistry is hot. When they come back, though, in February, that's at least a Netflix documentary on these two, right? Or a podcast. This is pretty fascinating. Like, how'd you spend the time?
Yeah, what'd you do?
Oh, you know, we just kind of like.
No, I mean, what'd you do?
You either go crazy or you're making love.
Yeah.
There's no. What scenario do they come back fine? Like, no, we never even touched each other. We actually just had good conversation.
You know what? I was reading a book up there.
No.
I was just, I got really into knitting.
No.
You know, what do you
you're
say?
You're eating astronaut food for 8 months. You're going crazy.
You like that ice cream?
No.
The dry freeze ice cream?
No.
I
don't think so.
My favorite thing about going to the Museum of Science as a kid was I would get the freeze dried ice cream.
Yeah.
I tried it. I got it for my kid in the last couple of years.
Hated
I'm like,
it.
This stinks.
Yeah, it's not good.
I'm like, what is this all about? This is what they eat up there?
No.
Not good.
We also, former presidential candidate RFK Jr. had a story come out this is from years ago, but it's another one of these wild stories involving RFK.
Kids!
He's like, get the chainsaw! Sorry, let me set it up a little bit better. So he had found out that he was in New York, and then he found out at his compound on the Cape that they had a giant whale had washed ashore.
Just washed up.
And so his thought was obviously like, I need to get my chainsaw and get down there and get the head of this thing.
But also bring the whole family.
Oh, the whole family's coming with me.
Yeah, pile into the minivan.
He's not a bad father. He's not going to leave them home alone.
No, well,
let's go.
And it's an experience.
It is certainly an experience.
There's a whale at the compound. Get the chainsaw. Get everybody pile in the minivan.
Chainsaw.
We're going.
Yeah. First instinct for him.
Chainsaw.
I'm going to chainsaw the whale.
How else would you cut into a whale?
I don't think I would cut into a whale.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying if you wanted
I'm
to,
I'm such
would
a good
you?
Samaritan, I'd push him back in. I'm like, hey, you got a big fella?
Yeah.
Clearly dead. Come on. Breathe.
Easy, big fella.
Breathe. He's dumping like cups of water on him.
Breathe.
Like, he's gone. Keith, he's gone. He's gone.
Just jamming your arm in the blowhole. You're like, I heard it could be a golf ball in here. I saw that happen one time.
That's true.
Let me get it out of there. Bring it back.
Is anybody here a marine biologist? Whale carcasses, don't they end up, other creatures probably eat them, and that's how like life carries on? Or no?
As somebody who watches a lot of Shark Week, they die all the time in the ocean. The big great whites, like the really big ones, 14, 15, 16 feet, they get lazy, and they'll feast on dead whale carcass. I also think they've been known to like just explode.
True like in a movie when a car goes off a cliff?
You know the thing. You know the thing, like 21 Jump Street.
Like, what happened?
Everything's like blowing up in the background.
Filled with dynamite, obviously.
There you go.
RFK.
Wow.
What a story.
Yeah, they're talking about CBS News. It was years and years ago. So now he has the crazy bear story in Central Park.
Mm-hmm.
And
just
now,
dropped a dead bear carcass in Central Park.
Yeah.
For God knows what.
Like an experiment. And now he sawed off the head of a whale and brought it home.
I think you had a good theory.
Yeah.
I think we now know how he got the brain worm.
He's messing around with animals all the time.
Dead animals.
Dead animals. You can get anything in those things. Like, if I was like, pick a presidential candidate most likely to have rabies.
Yeah.
It'd be this guy.
Yeah.
They're not even close.
That's the one. That's the one. Who's got lockjaw? That guy. Yeah.
Lyme's disease.
Definitely.
All these things have ticks.
They
not
do.
Not the whales, but a lot of the outdoor critters.
I guess, yeah, C-ticks. less the whale. Yeah, that's true. But yeah.
There you go. There's the week in review. Week one. Not bad. Not a bad start.
That's a solid week right there. That's a solid week.
Yep.
RFK Jr. with the whale. Courtney, breaking news with Bailey Zappi. Keith's scoop on Jeremy Swayman.
A lot there. For you.
Ready? If you didn't get enough of Lou Maloney the first time, we're gonna circle.
We're gonna love this.
We're gonna talk to Lou. We think coming up at one. I need advice. I need direction on whether or not I need to believe in this Red Sox team. That's next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again. With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-through and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.